The Mum Mystery, written by Gwyneth Reese and read by Kelly Hunter.
Chapter 1. Most of what I'm about to tell you would never have happened if Nevada Moriarty hadn't moved into our street. So I guess I should start with the day I first found out she was here. It was a Wednesday afternoon in mid-November, the same Wednesday that my big brother, Matthew, decided to play truant from school. Matthew is 16, 4 years older than me, and it isn't like him to skip school. For one thing, he's always too worried about his next lot of exams to want to miss too many lessons. And for another, he knows he'll really get it from our dad if he gets caught. I would never have known that my brother had skipped school if it wasn't for Holly. Holly is not only my best friend, and has been since we were little, she's Matthew's greatest admirer. She's fancied him for ages, even though he's never had any time for her. Holly's interest in my brother includes memorising his entire school timetable so she knows what days he has PE. His class were doing cross-country running every Wednesday afternoon that term, which meant that if you happened to be looking out of one of the upstairs classroom windows at the right time, you could spot him and his classmates jogging 3 times round the grassy perimeter of the playing fields.
"He's not there. And neither is Jake,"
Holly informed me, as we stood at the bench by the window in the science lab, trying to turn different solids into liquids with the help of a Bunsen burner. She'd taken off her protective goggles in order to see out of the window better, and now our science teacher noticed and started yelling at her to put them back on again. Jake is my brother's best friend, and if both of them were missing, then I guessed they must be playing truant together. They'd certainly both been at school earlier, because I'd seen them in the school canteen at lunchtime. Before I could respond, our deputy head, Miss Dumont, came into the room to speak to our teacher. Nobody likes Miss Dumont because she's very strict, and she speaks in a dead snooty voice, and she doesn't ever joke with us like most of our other teachers do. "I wonder what she wants," I murmured.
"Maybe she's found out about Matthew bunking off, and she's come to ask you if you know where he is," Holly said.
But it turned out that our deputy head was there for a totally different reason. She'd come to announce that a new girl, whose name was Nevada, would be starting in our class the following day. A few people started to giggle, and the name Nevada got repeated all around the room, accompanied by sniggers. Miss Dumont glared at us and added sternly, "I expect you all to make her feel welcome. Is that clear?" Then she called out my name, my full first name, which I really don't appreciate being called in public. "Esmeralda Harvey, I believe you and Nevada live in the same street, so I want you to make a special effort to look after her while she gets to know everybody." Everyone stared at me then, including Holly. Billy Sanderson, who is always trying to wind me up, grinned at me from across the room, and I reckoned he might be planning on calling me Esmeralda all the time from now on.
"You never said you had new neighbours," Holly whispered when Miss Dumont had gone and our science teacher had told us to start clearing up because it was nearly the end of the period. "I didn't know we did," I whispered back as I unplugged our Bunsen burner from the gas tap.
I was puzzled, because generally I tend to know about most of the things that are going on in our street. "Well, wait and see what she's like before you get too friendly with her," Holly warned me. I nodded. "Holly, listen," I said. "I'm wondering if Matthew's skipping school because he's so upset about Jennifer dumping him.